beatboxing relies solely on the human voice and a microphone. It is the little cousin of hip-hop, and it is now growing in popularity. Two years ago, the beatboxing website that organised this convention had 6,000 members. Today, there are 45,000. The website owner is Jim Wild.
Sort of beatboxing as a term came around in the Bronx and New York during the end of the 70s, early 80s, because it's the same as the MCs, you know, they didn't have money for expensive equipment and drum machines and all that, so when guys were rhyming in the streets and battling, they would just do the drums themselves.
While beatboxers for years collaborated with rappers, or MCs as they are called, these days they take center stage themselves. D-Rop is one of four beatboxers who came from Japan for the event. Many others travelled from the US and Europe. Beatboxers here say they see the convention as an important chance to meet and critique one another.
There are so many people here that I've known through the internet for the past like 5 years, but who I've never met.
UK beatbox scene is so good, but Japanese beatbox scene is bad.
This is a special beginner's lesson offered to help bring in new fans of the art form. One of the youngsters taking part, Thomas Jenkins, already considers himself a fan.
Why do you want to be a beatboxer?
It's just because it's just as if you're playing music and not, and then it makes you look very popular.
Older members of the audience also seem to enjoy themselves.
I've never beatboxed, but it sounds very interesting and very good.
I think it's an interesting new form. I think, you know, don't knock it.
Performers say that like any musical form, beatboxing takes a lot of practice. However, they say it's worth the investment of time, and they hope this gathering will prompt more people, young and old, to take up the microphone. Catherine Drew, VOA News, London.